USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following a report that U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 100,000 migrants along the southern border in February, one senator is demanding answers from the Biden administration. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley sent a letter to the White House calling for a hearing on Capitol Hill so senators can ask DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the administration's plan for dealing with the issue. Hawley tells Fox News that with a lack of information coming from the White House, participating in a hearing is the least they could do.
This administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border. Trafficking is up through the roof. It is through the roof, the exploitation of children, and this administration is doing nothing. They're looking the other way, and as you say, President, he won't even have a news conference. I mean, he won't answer any questions at all. The least he can do is actually send his administration chiefs to Capitol Hill and make them answer questions. What are they going to do about this crisis?
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
President Biden announced Wednesday that the federal government would order another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, calling it a necessary move to ensure the nation is prepared for any contingency.
Today, I'm directing Jeff and my HHS team to produce another 100 million doses and purchase another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm doing this because in this wartime efforts, we need maximum flexibility. There's always a chance that we'll encounter unexpected challenges, or there'll be a new need for a vaccine effort, a vaccination effort. A lot can happen. A lot can change. And we need to be prepared.
The White House says any surplus vaccines would be shared with other countries. Vaccination efforts in the U.S. have accelerated in the last several weeks, with more than 93 million doses administered and more than 32 million Americans fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
If you're tired of springing forward and falling back, there's a move in the Senate to make daylight savings time permanent. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A bipartisan group of senators have renewed efforts to permanently end the twice-a-year daylight savings time transition. First incorporated on July 1, 1908, the residents of Port Arthur, Ontario, Canada, initiated the plan. In 1970, Port Arthur became Thunder Bay, and with nearly 2,200 hours of sunlight each year, Thunder Bay is the sunniest city in eastern Canada. The time change was first initiated in the United States during World War I, and then reinstituted again during World War II, all a part of the war effort's energy saving plan. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, Republican from Mississippi, says the public safety improvements, economic benefits, as the well-being of the American people are all excellent, credible reasons to embrace year-long daylight savings time. End quote. Arizona and Hawaii are the only states that do not participate in DST. Oh, and by the way, daylight savings time is this weekend as we spring forward 1 hour early Sunday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And when the Texas Rangers open their season on April 5th against the Toronto Blue Jays, they may do it in a packed ballpark. The Rangers may be the first team to welcome back fans at full capacity next month in the wake of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's removal of all restriction on businesses. The team says they will still have mitigation strategies in place. Fans will still have to wear masks unless actively eating or drinking at their seats. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.